see the old friends.
Nice that you wait.
Sir. So, only to say that I participated in a meeting which I trust is an important one. You might have seen that President Barroso and myself, we have expressed our appreciation and welcome the program that has been discussed and decided by the Portuguese government, which contains a number of measures that are creating the good, I would say, environment for reaching the targets, reaching the goals for the years to come. So this is something which was, we trust, important. Also very important are the structural measures that are taken, and of course we will continue to follow up the program and its implementation. But this is important. It has been noted, particularly, I have to say, by the Commission in liaison with us, as important. For the rest, you probably have the documents which has been published a moment ago, I guess.
Do the measures taken by Portugal, which you welcome, reduce the likelihood that Portugal will need to request aid?
Well, these are measures that have been decided by the government of Portugal. They certainly are commensurate to the fiscal problem they have. We will see how the credibility of the Portuguese government, which seems to me considerably reinforced by these measures, which are of substance. When you look, when you go through all the measures, you see that it is very substantial.
And on what you asked, are you confident that the agreement on the
comprehensive package
at the end of the month will be sufficiently comprehensive in the ways you've been calling for?
Well, we continue to encourage, of course, all executive branches to be up to their responsibility, as we say. This is our permanent message. And I will, of course, on behalf of the Governing Council, call, as I do and as I did, and as I do today, for reinforcing governance, be very, very keen on having a governance, again, which would be as I would say solid as possible under the circumstances and in a long-term, medium and long-term perspective. And that is, as you know, our main permanent message, reinforcing governance.
What about the question of the role of the EFSF and its sufficient flexibility?
Well, we will see. You might see that a number of decisions have been taken. We will examine those measures, and I cannot say what is the sentiment of the Governing Council, because they were just announced. They are made public now, and you can judge yourself whether you find that it is something which goes in the right direction. It goes in the right direction.
And expect markets to react to today's outcome.
We will see. I never comment, as you know, on market reactions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.